Blog Talk Radio.
Attention music connoisseurs, are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lush live in the building, and we shutting it down like we always do, man. You know what I'm saying? We're definitely going to take y'all back, a flash from the past. We're going to bring back your girl, the one and only Nonchalant, will be live in the building with us. Definitely. Y'all remember that 5 o'clock in the morning? Where you going to be? Outside on the corner. You better get yourself together, man. And that's for a lot of youth today. You know, they definitely need to, you know, get themselves together. And that was a positive statement. And, you know, back in my day, she was like one of the hottest MCs. Definitely, you know, as a female. And, you know, she's going to bless us today and come through, you know what I'm saying, on Lush Radio Online. How we always do. We always giving it to our people. Shout out to Exclusive Fashion and Furs. Game Face, get your Game Face on. Shout out to Strictly Bunt One. The show is sponsored by Strictly Bunt One and Diverse Media and Ruli.com. Check them out. Check out the site, www.lushradioonline.com. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it for the people. You know what I mean? It is what it is. And, yeah, you know. So, you know, we're going to give y'all some hot ear crack music, you know. And also, man, tell me again. Call in and let me know how you feel about that whole Eminem, you know, jump off, the whole song, how you feeling it and everything. But we're going to go to the lines right now. All right? You already know what it is. Yo, 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 caller, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush. What's still
saying? I'm trying to call into the hottest radio station online. This is Nonchalant.
Wow. What's up, Nonchalant?
What it do, baby? How you doing?
Man, digging in the scene on the gangster lane like I always do, man.
I love it. I see you doing it real big, satellite style, like worldwide style. I love it.
That's what it is, man. I got to give you a Lush Radio Online welcome real quick, man, for the people, man.
That's big. That was big.
Man, how you doing, man? I mean, it's an honor to, like most to even have you on the show, man. I mean, I'm speechless, man, for real, man. It's an honor to have you on the show, for real.
Thank you, baby. I genuinely appreciate you even, you know, getting at me and inviting me. It's an honor for me to be on your show, because for ladies that, you know, to be doing it like this, having their own radio shows and putting it down like this, just beautiful. So it's my honor as well.
That's what it is, man. Man, Nonchalant, man. You know, I know the question, like, you know, before we get into the nitty gritty, man, let me go ahead and let you get your shout outs in, for real, definitely.
Okay. I'll do a few shout outs, and somebody going to come to mind after I finish, and I'll shout them out a little later. But, you know, shout out to the entire Arillac family, entertainment label. Shout out to all of them. They work so hard with me, and that's my company, Arillac Entertainment. Shout out to my baby Drizzy, who is the next coming. Look for Drizzy. He's definitely coming out this spring. And, you know, just shout out to everybody that continues to support me over the years. You know, people don't even, they don't hear me, and they see me, and I feel like I have a record on the radio right now. So shout out to everybody that continues to support me. Thank you so much, and much love to you.
That's what it is, man. Nonchalant, man. I mean, shoot, I'm like, let me get my composure together, girl.
Stop it. You crazy. Stop it.
Oh, man, Nonchalant, man. I'm telling you, man, I know for all y'all listeners, man, Nonchalant, to me, in my eyes, she is an icon for women, seriously, with the positive movement and everything right. that she stands for, you know, a powerful black woman. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me y'all remember 5 o'clock in the morning. Where you going to be?
Oh, I'm going to be outside on the corner.
That does... Classic, dog, for real. That is definitely a classic right there. And I never forget listening to that joint. I mean, you were like one of my top female rappers when I first got in the game. I was rhyming, but, you know, I chilled out for a minute. But, man,
wow.
The game, I said, man, yo, Nonchalant, man, I got to meet her one day for real, man. That's what it is.
I appreciate it. You know what? And it's beautiful because the record... 5 o'clock is considered a hip hop classic. I mean, and that's just not me putting that stamp on it. And so many people have told me over the years and continue to tell me that it is a hip hop classic. And it's crazy because I like have a crazy story. I was at a show with Light, and there was a hip hop photographer there, and he has this book. I mean, the book is huge, and it has pictures of hip-hop stars, like, over the years, all the way back from, like, African Bambaataa and Kumo D and all the way up to now.
Wow.
And I was looking in the book, and, you know, I saw myself, and I was like, wow. And he's standing there, and he's like, oh, yeah, that book is big, right? I was like, yeah, it's really big. He was like, it would be great if you could get in there. And I was like, yeah, it would be great if I could get in here. As a matter of fact, this is me right here. And look, now he's a photographer, and he's looking, he's like, nah? I said, yeah, but what it was is the last time he saw me, my hair was short because I had actually grown it out, and I cut it again. And he was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. I said, yeah, my hair was long again. So it was a little crazy, but he was like, oh, so to even be in this photographer's book was like bananas because, like I said, it had all the greats in there, you know, I mean, it, so to even, you know, so for that one record to put me amongst my peers, just, you know, it's just, I'm just so proud, you know, so it is, 5 o'clock is definitely a hip-hop classic.
Man, girl, I mean, to this day, I still pump that thing, man, I still pump 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you better pump it, you got a radio show, you better pump it.
Oh, man, you definitely, to me, I believe that you set the standards for females in regards to, you know, the conscious rapper and definitely laying it down, you know what I'm saying? You had your own little glow and swag to you, you know, when you came, you just commanded, you know, the presence and everything. You like, I'm a woman, hear me roar, you know, you know, did your thing out there, man. The question I had to you, what, you know, actually inspired you when you first started, you know, to get in the game when you first ever started? What inspired you to even get into, like, you know, rapping and stuff like that?
Right. Well, I actually started out singing. And, I started out singing in the whole girl group thing. And just rapping for me was just something that I liked to do. I used to just, you know, just love to do it. So that was nothing, you know. So it was just, you know, while I'm in the booth or whatever waiting for them to get their vocals together, then I'm spitting a rhyme. So I just, you know, was in a studio one day with some guys, and it was like, dang, man, why you never thought about just, you know, rapping? And I was like, mm-hmm. I mean, I can do that. I love to do it. You know, it wasn't like they was asking me to do something that wasn't natural. So I was like, you know, it's not a problem. So, we cut a couple of songs. We did a couple of songs, and it just came so natural to me. It was just that the singing thing became secondary, and just rap just came to the forefront, and that's what happened.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Don't, you should have never even told me that either, because I might actually put you on the spot.
Oh, wow. I hope not to sing, because I have the worst cold, so I'm going to hide behind the cold right now, because my voice is so deep, I'll be like, I don't even know, Anita Baker deep, so yeah. Don't do that to me right now, don't do this.
I'm gonna let you get away with it with the cold and everything. I'm gonna let you get away with
thank
it with the cold.
Thank you.
Oh, that's what it is, man. So nonchalant, man. You know, the question I know a lot of people is gonna ask is, where you been? What have you been doing? You know what I'm saying? This time, I know you've been working with an artist. You've been doing a lot of writing and stuff, man. Tell the people what's going on with Nonchalant.
Well, you know, really, the game changed so much. You know, for a minute, I went home and really had to figure out, you know, a lot of people, which I know a lot of artists had to do, is figure out where they fit in the game, you know, because, you know, the whole label situation, sometimes you get labels that don't know what to do with you, or their regimes come in and they, you know, put everybody else that was there before on the shelf or whatever. So, you know, for a long time it was that, me trying to get myself together within my company, my major label deal. And once I got out of that, I had to come home and figure out, you know, what it is I want to do. Do I want to just, like, try to cut another record, or do I want to write? And I sat home and really, you know, got my work together, meaning I honed my skills as a writer. And I really sat at home and just wrote to get better and better, and try to surround myself with really creative writers and really creative singers. And that's what I did, and just started writing for people. And then, you know, the label situation, you always have people that, you know, if you're in the business, they want you to be their manager. But, you know, you have so many people saying that, you know, they have artists, and then they tell you about 20 artists that they have, and all these artists are sitting around. So I didn't want to do that. So I have one artist, actually, and his name is Drizzy, and he's actually my nephew. And I took his project on, and we've been working on that. But that's what I've been doing. I got my label situation together, got distribution, and got my artists, and that's what we're doing. And actually, something just came across my table that's really big. I just actually got into a movie. So that's going to be coming. Yeah, that's going to be coming soon. So I'm actually dealing with the music side of the movie as well as acting in the movie. So I'm feeling really good. So, you know, people disappear, and you think they've fallen off. You know, they're not doing music anymore, but there are a number of people like myself that just aren't in the forefront. We're at home, and we're making it happen at home, writing and producing and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is, man. I definitely, you know what I'm saying, respect the skills, man, for real. Like, how have you like connected back with some of your colleagues, you know, that y'all all came in the game together, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because, you know, like I mentioned, Light, I was out with Light, and Light and I stayed pretty close, you know. And it's so funny because really when I was really doing, you know, really out there and touring and things like that, you know, I really didn't run into Light too much. I really spent a lot of time, Lauryn Hill and myself and the Fugees, we toured a lot together, and then I did a lot of shows with, like, Yo-Yo and people like that. But then I wanted to do a song, and I wanted Light on the record, and a friend of mine gave me her number, and I called her, and she was like, this is crazy. She said, because I was just walking down the street the other day in New York, and this guy comes up to me, and it's like, yo, I loved your song. I wish you come out again. And he started singing 5 o'clock to her, and she's like, right, it's crazy. So she's like, no, baby, you know, that's Nonchalant. I'm MC Light. Now, it's crazy. You know what I mean? So when I called her, she's like, this is too ironic. You calling me like a day later from, you know, somebody calling me you. So and from that, we did the record, and, you know, it's just been crazy. So I stay in contact with her. I've reached out to Yo-Yo since the show came out for the female rappers, like last year, reached out to her. So there are a number of people that I still stay, you know, in contact. We passed and say what's up, you know, and when they come to town, like doing shows like the VH1 Hip Hop Honors and stuff like that, you know, you go and reach out to the people like the Roots and people like that I work with, definitely.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely, man. What do you feel like was the highlight for you, you know, when you were in the game? You're still in the game, but like when
right,
you were like
I know
rapping.
What you mean.
Yeah. What was
the highlight for me, one, I can't take away seeing my record number one on the Billboard chart. You can't take, you know, that's definitely a highlight for me is seeing that, you know, in black and white. And that's not something that I did. That was brought on by the people wanting to hear that record. So that was definitely a highlight. Another highlight for me was going to another country and walking down the street and a middle-aged foreign white man, you know, just say my name, just like that, Nonchalant. Like, I mean, you know, in another part of the world. I mean, that, to have that effect on people, you know, that never met, you know, that you've never seen, you never even actually sung a song live to them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they know you and they know your face instantly, and you're just walking. You're not on stage. You're just in everyday life. That was a highlight. But then to top all of that, to have, you know, young black males who was out on the street or who got out of jail from doing whatever it is they were doing, and to come to me and say, you know what, that song meant a lot to me. That in itself was a highlight. You know, you can't, you know, there's no amount of promotion or marketing or whatever that can make someone actually feel something like that from a song. That's emotion driven, and where you genuinely touch a person. So that in itself was a huge highlight for me.
Wow. I believe, honestly, that song changed a couple of people's lives, man. That was a motivational song, especially when you came out, you like, you was talking, he's like, man, you're not my mother. He said, you my sister.
Right. That's my nephew, Jay. And I actually manage him now. He's an actor, so I do have another artist under my belt, but he's an actor, Jay is actually acting in a couple of movies. So it's crazy, but yeah, that's funny. He's like, you're not my mother, and I'm still telling him what to do, even to this day. It's crazy.
Oh man. So, you know, we got ups and we got downs in the game. What do you think was like the hardest adversity that you felt that you have to deal with, that you dealt with at that time and even now?
I mean, and unfortunately now, it's the same thing for females. I mean, you know, we're like extinct or becoming extinct in the game when it comes to hip-hop, you know. And you would think for such pioneers, it's like we came in, went up, and then went back down. And that's where we are right now. We're back down. So we're back in the same situation of fighting this male stigma of not being a male and trying to fit in and trying to find out. And you have labels, major labels, is like they don't even want to, they're so lazy right now, they don't even want to take the time to figure out a male artist. So they definitely don't want to try to figure out what to do with a female artist if she's not singing. You know, so that's where we are with it right now. It's the same thing it was a long time ago, and unfortunately it's that again of trying to fit in hip-hop as a female.
And that's true, man. I mean, you know, they got the whole femme movement and everything. Shout out to Lady Luck out there, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Oh, most definitely. Yeah, definitely shout out to Luck, yeah.
Yeah, I talked to her. She's a real, real humble, you know what I'm saying, female, and I respect her. Seriously, man. She be eating them up at them rap battles, man.
Yes. I talk to Luck often, too. So, yeah, shout out. And I'm glad you mentioned Lady Luck. Yes, so definitely shout out to her. She, you know, she's one of those females that keep us alive, you know, that keep at least the heart beating, you know. But it, unfortunately, you know, talented young women like a Lady Luck, it's just difficult for them to get that door open, to get that you know, that A&R or that person that wants to say, okay, look, I want to make you the next. You know, mm-hmm. I know what you have to offer, so I'm ready to invest my time. It's not about just their money. I'm ready to invest my time in making sure that, you know, the world knows who you are and know what you have to say, and that you're a talented female and that you're a talented hip-hop artist. Forget the female part. You're just a talented artist.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like the females, you know, do you feel like the females, is this the year for the females to really step up? Like, is this the time for the women to really take back the crown again?
I mean, if I had anything to do with it, and I do have something to do with it, but, you know, I want to say that, I mean, every year could be the year, you know, and hopefully, you know, if we can, you know, somewhat pull together and try to make some type of movement, because there are small movements out there. There are movements. Believe me, that there are. You have your own movement, Lashu. We all have movements, but, you know, it's just that unity as one big, huge movement, or at least instead of 50 movements, can we get, you know, 50 different? Can we just get, like, 25 and 25? You know, that's two big ones. Then, you know, we come in with something. But, you know, we so spread out, and it's, you know, drops in the water that hard to impact. So hopefully, you know, we're in a situation, hopefully, you know, something will happen for us this year. And I believe it can. Don't take my optimism or you know, reluctant to say so, thinking that it can't. I don't think it can. I believe that it can. We'll just have to see. You know, I'm definitely working hard at it, and I know you are.
Yeah, all I want to do is see my ladies come back for real because, you know, I'm not a DJ, but they forcing me to have to drop a mixtape just to bring my ladies back.
Okay, like, right? Okay, it's like, what? You know, because I mean, don't get it twisted. You know, I DJ, so, you know, I got my 1200s. I got my Serato. I'm loaded up. I'm ready to rock and roll. When the spring drop, you know, I got to represent Dre myself, Drizzy myself. So, you know, I'm ready to get back out there and start spinning. So it's just that. It's just knowing that females are doing it in every aspect of the game. It's knowing women are DJing. Women are engineering. We're producing. Not only are we writing, you know, we're doing everything. So it's that. That's the power in numbers of knowing that we are not just, you know, spitting some rhymes and hoping somebody listening. No, we're behind the board tracking. We're tracking you. We're mixing you. We're mastering you. You know, we're doing it all.
Mm-hmm. Shout out, and because you're talking about DJ, shout out, rest in peace, K Swift, and shout out, my girl DJ Lady Blaze. You know, definitely doing her thing, and Madam Madonna representing for the DMV area also, man, for real.
Shout out DJ Tracy down in Miami, worldwide chilling, and Tracy's huge. She DJ'd Madonna's wedding reception. That's how big she is. So shout out DJ Tracy, killing them in Miami. And shout out Beverly Bond. And shout out all the females, Coco Chanel. Shout out all female DJs.
That's what it is, man. All female DJs doing their thing. All mothers, all women that's definitely holding it down and doing what they got to do as a woman. You know what I mean?
Shout out Cheryl Mouchette. DJ Cheryl Mouchette from Maryland. Shout out Cheryl. She's killing. I'm going to tell you now, a DJ that really is like, whoo, she started, you know what she started DJing for? She started DJing for soldiers. She was in the Army DJing. So she really had to live right. She had to lift morale on a whole nother level. So shout out to DJ Cheryl Mouchette, who came out of the military and is killing it on the ones and twos now.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. The girls is doing their thing, man. They're business owners. You know what I'm saying? Their mothers, you know, they holding down the fort, you know, and it's time for them to get the respect that they do.
Yes,
you know,
it is. It's definitely time for us to win.
That's the whole reason why I create this online thing, because I'm like this. If you're not going to create a lane for me, I'm going to create my own lane. I don't got time to wait for nobody.
That's
you know?
Right. Don't say my name. I say it myself.
You know what I'm saying? I'm so like proud of you, just, you know, staying in there and still giving us, you know what I'm saying, the hotness that we love. Just 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm calling all DJs, everybody. I don't care who you are. You better keep spinning that, man. That's
man,
class.
You don't know. I need every DJ in the world, internet, regular radio, whatever. I want everybody to spend that at 5 a.m. in the morning, all time zones at one time. I need that.
That's what it is, man. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, because what motivated you to even do that song at that time period? What motivated you to do that song?
I'm going to tell you, Lush, at that time, I was, before I wrote that record, I used to work for the post office.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to all the postal workers. And I had to be at work like at 5. So when I used to go out in the morning, I don't care if it was summertime, wintertime, whatever time, it would be dude like standing out there, like, you know, selling, you know, just posted up. And I'm like, wow, like this, they reporting to this post like it's their job. Which it was their job. And I said, man, I don't ever want to see one of my nephews out here. And that's where I came from. I just did not want to see one of my nephews posted up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, doing what they do. I didn't want to see that, and I wrote a song about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man. You definitely, you know what I'm saying, But are you originally from the DMV, Nonchalant?
Northeast Washington, born and raised.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My mom still owns the same house. She still owns that house.
Wow.
I was born in Yes. Yeah.
What did your mom say when she first heard your song on the radio?
Oh, man, when she first heard my song on the radio, I wasn't with her, but I just remember when I finally saw her, she was just like, you know, the tears, the proud, that's my baby, and all of that came at one time. And then the tears came, and we cried together, and it was, you know, and it was amazing, because I remember the first time I heard it myself on the radio. I was actually in New York when I heard it for the first time on the radio, and I'm screaming, and I'm in the back of a car, and I think I was getting driven to the airport, and you know, I asked, you know, can you turn on Hot 97? And I'm listening to the radio, and the song comes on, and I'm losing it. And the driver's like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "That's me." And he's like, "That's you." And he turns it up. He's so happy. We don't even know. We just met. We only know, you know. But it was beautiful. It was crazy.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. I'm just like, what do you see in the future for Nonchalant? You know, with the writing and everything, are you gonna get into more acting? Do you think you're gonna bring us back some more heat, or
sky's the limit, really? But I you know, once you're an artist, you never that artist side of you never gets out, and I have, believe me, Lush, I have an arsenal of records. I think I do at least 2 records a month for myself, just, you know, just because I can. So to say that side is going to be gone, that's never gone. So you probably will hear another record from Nonchalant. And the acting thing, I mean, that's something that I was blessed to be offered. So I'm honing my skills, and hopefully, you know, I can make this role proud, you know, the director and the writer proud, and they, you know, someone sees and says, "Dang, Nana's pretty good in that," and asked me to do it again. But on the immediate forefront, definitely look for Drizzy. His name is Drizzy, King Drizzy. Definitely will be winning this spring. Look for him, and look in the credits. You'll see my name. Look in the credits of some of these R&B songs, you'll see my name and be like, "Damn, Non did say she was writing. She did it, and I love this song."
That's what it is. So Non, man, where can they check out your new artist? Is he on MySpace right now? Or,
yeah. Look Drizzy up. You can go to my page. It's Nonchalant, MySpace/Nonchalant, and it should say The Real Nonchalant on there, and you'll see a picture of me. And then Drizzy is down there as my friend. He has on a yellow shirt, and actually we need to update his page, because since we put those songs on there, he's done like 30 songs. But you can definitely hear him, and you can hear some of my stuff on my page, of course, some Nonchalant songs that I've done. And like I said, I'm doing so many more, and I'm going to update those as well. So, you know, people want to check me out, hit me up, send me a comment, become my friend, and, you know, let's hang out via satellite radio and Luscious Hot Radio Station and via MySpace and Twitter and all that kind of stuff.
That's what it is, man. Hey, I'm gonna play 5 o'clock in the morning. If you go home real quick with us, I just want you to like give, you know, some of these youth, you know, some advice when we come back from 5 o'clock. If you have time to do that, if not, you got time.
I got that, Lush. I got it.
All right, stay with us real quick, man. I'm about to give y'all the all-time classic, Worldwide International, 5 o'clock in the morning, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you better know right now. Live on Lush Radio Online. Nonchalant, baby. Come on, man. All my women, all my people, stand up. 5 o'clock.
Stand up. Lush, I'm going to get on this off, because I'm actually going to a session, so I'm on the elevator going up now. That's I'm so late, but I didn't want to get on the elevator and get cut off.
You right there?
Huh?
You still? I'm gonna do a quick. We're gonna come to you so we can go to Vice Group.
This is Natalia. Okay. This is Natalia. You're live on Lush Radio. Let's go down on Lush Radio Live.
Right there.
Okay, because I know Nonchalant got to go. She got to go through a session real quick. Nonch, man, just tell them, if you could give any of these youth any type of advice, what would it be, Nonch?
Definitely, of course, they always say the classic follow your dream and all of that kind of good stuff. But, you know, the primary thing is you got to keep God first. First and foremost, anything you do, whether it's rapping, singing, whatever you're doing, you got to keep God first. Everything going to be okay if you do that. But then on top of that, preparation. Preparation. If you're doing live shows, have the best live show in the world. We don't want to see nobody going back and forth. We can't understand what you're saying, and you got 1,000 people on the stage with you, and we don't know who the star is. We need that preparation. You know what I mean? And definitely take your craft seriously. If you're a producer, get all the necessary utensils you need to put the best record together. If you're a singer, it's nothing wrong with a little bit of vocal coaching. It's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's just preparation and being the best at what you're trying to do, and continuously working hard at it, because that's the only thing that's going to get you there. God going to give you some doors, but if you ain't working hard to get to the doors and get through them, it ain't going to work. That's advice I can give.
Praise God, man. And I just want to tell you, it was an honor and it was a pleasure to even have you on here. And I'm going to definitely holler at you on the flip side, because when I drop that, I might have to just have you host the joint, man, and let it go and really bring these women together and stop playing and start letting these men take over.
I'm saying it's nothing. It's nothing. If you're ready to do it, unless you know I'm with you, it's nothing. It would be my honor to be on something with you.
What it is, man. I want to say, Lush Radio Online, we support you. We love you. We're going to keep on banging, and make sure that we spread the noise around, and definitely support your new artist that's coming out, man. And I'm definitely going to have you on the top, you know, friends list, you know what I'm saying? So check it out, Nonchalant, the icon, the legend, and she's still keeping it banging, man. Watch out on the ones and twos. You already know.
That's what's up, baby. Thank you again for having me. Thank you again for having me, and I'm going to stay locked into you, babe.
That's what it is, boo, man. I'll definitely call you on the flip side, man. God bless you, man. And I see you on the other side of the phone, man.
That's what it is, man.
Peace. That's what it is, man. I was live in the building. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, got it in with us, man. And we're going to play that 5 o'clock in the morning, baby.
Brothers underground, pushing up Daisy, man, it amazes me that you can't see where you're gonna be. A statistic, everybody's gone cold ballistic. If you had a good day, damn, I must have missed it. Cause you're mad at the universe, go to hell with everybody else, cause you want your own first. I got the urge to let you in on a little secret, cause you keep dying if you keep it. All the killing that you're feeling is from within. Pull the cover, check the color of your skin, why lie?
That loopy and that hustler. Instead of hot dogs, I'm eating boxers and they smother. And got a gang of loot up in the safe up in my covers. On top of all that, I push a big fat Lex and got my hoes in a golf course just in case I feel like flexing. So I must ask for real though. Who are you? See, I'm a big man.
Yeah, you know you's a big man. Check it. I went through 12 years of school and they never could read. My knowledge of my hood is something they can never teach. I never set a step, but I kept up with the Joneses, having balls and busts.
come around my own way. Yeah, they still want to do it. It's not about the clothes that you got in your back, but the money in your pocket lift you down like that. Come on.
5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be? Mr. Black Man, tell me where you're heading. The last few years, I watched while you were shedding pounds and pounds of growth of the population. Soon we won't be able to have a strong black nation. I shoot here, I stab, and then we'll really stop. Cause now you're dying from a dose of the crack rock. I'm just a Nubian queen that needs a king to stand strong and try to press on. It's not a white man's finger on the trigger. Carjack, drive-by, calling each other nigger. I'm not here to scold, but rather shape and mold a young black mind that won't live to grow old. Cause you're frontin', smoking on the blunt, and down with your friends cause you think you're making ends, but you're not. And that's the truth of the matter. Your brother getting skinny cause you want your pockets flat. 5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be?
Outside on the corner.
You better get yourself together. Why you wasting all your time right along with your mind? 5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be?
Outside on the corner.
You better get yourself together. Why you wasting all your time right along with your mind? 5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be?
Outside on the corner.
You better get yourself together. Why you wasting all your time right along?
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. 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 I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm like Noah, more like Paul, I'ma change the game. I'ma go hard like Melvin Williams, telling my pride up till I see millions. That you can't count, just weigh money. Then take a nice trip, get away money. The true fight underneath them blue lights. Wrong place, wrong time, trying to do right. Hell in high water, I'm on Michael Phelps, my way to a new life. You might have slept on the best cap, secret, but your best bet, move on. Keep sleeping on me like futon, I'ma get my Chris Marlowe and Snoop on. It's a bro house way.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. 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 I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
So check this out. As soon as you cross the line of that Ravens territory, beware that full blitz. You already know the story. Killing them corners like Ed, line back like Ray. Man, we wacko like Flacco. Look out for that purple rain. Leaving my haters sound like Prince. The way that I'm killing them don't make no sense. The murder rate's high, the drug rate too. And I don't really know what y'all expect me to do. But just know this, I ain't gonna lose. Like Carmelo, I'ma mix up that yellow and blue. Cause that makes green. And that's what I call a team redeem. MLU.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore. I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
I'm about to take that time real quick. Let's go.
Watch out for the big girl.
Like Monique, she a bit too much for me. But I'ma still smash like Crip. Get in there like the Harvard and dip. I'ma up in this, but it could be worse. Could be worse. Any one of y'all try to crack slick, I'ma put you in a hearse. I only pull capers, it's worth the paper. Every move I make, man, I hurt the haters. My circulation keeps percolating. I guess you can think it's time for the percolator. Money man, can't hype my guy. What's up, what's up? East side, west side, no south, south side. Where you at, where you out block?
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Okay.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Okay.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
MLU.
I'ma go harder than Baltimore.
Every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, TriplePlatinumUnderground.com. Get down with the underground.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline.
Lush Radio Online.
Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.